Many Utahns spent Memorial Day remembering those who have died while serving in the armed forces. KUER's Nicole Nixon attended a ceremony in Salt Lake City.
Residents of the William E. Christofferson Salt Lake Veterans Home gathered, some with family members, to honor service members who died. Residents of the vets' home who had passed away since Veterans Day last November were remembered in a slideshow. Their family members were given roses. Governor Gary Herbert spoke at the ceremony. He acknowledged that on Memorial Day, many Americans enjoy a day off from work, spending time with family and celebrating the start of the summer season.
But we have that opportunity because of the servicemen and women who sacrifice much and allowing us to have this kind of quality of life where we can very much comfortably celebrate with our families on a weekend in a very peaceful environment.
Afterward, he spoke to reporters about prioritizing veterans' needs.
We have four veterans' homes throughout the state. We could probably use two more. And I think we have the opportunity to work with our congressional delegation to have one or two more built here in these next probably 4 to 6 years.
Herbert also said the Veterans Cemetery is running out of room, and he'd like to see more plots added. Utah is home to about 160,000 veterans. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.